Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is another commentary and analysis, this time over 10 life lessons to help you excel in your 30s. These commentaries are where I discuss the ideas, inspiration, and research that goes into each of these posts. So if you enjoy the posts, check out the audios as well, and you can learn more about where the ideas came from. So this post, it's pretty clear where all the ideas came from. It came from you guys. It came from readers. And this actually kind of happened as a whim. So I wrote the article about my 20s, and it was pretty successful. And I don't even remember where the idea came from, but I was coming up on 30, and maybe there were some people in my personal life that I kind of started asking, like, hey, if you could give some advice to yourself when you were 30, what would you say? And it just kind of, I guess going through reader emails at some point, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just ask all the subscribers. And then if I get a good response, I'll make a new post out of it. Well, I got an insane amount of responses. I got, I think I mentioned the number in the article, but it was like 630 or something like that. Emails, some of them very long, some of them from people. I mean, I got response, like the whole spectrum, you know, people in their late 30s, people in their 60s and 70s, people who were very successful, business-wise, you know, financially very successful, people who were financially struggling very, very hard, people who made a lot of mistakes, people who had a lot of things go very well for them, people with bad health, people with good health. It was, honestly, it was astonishing. I remember I was traveling with my girlfriend, now my wife. I celebrated my 30th birthday in Las Vegas, with a bunch of close friends, and she and I then rented a car and did like a little road trip through like the Grand Canyon and Arizona, New Mexico. And, I remember reading these emails basically on the course of that road trip, and I read every single one, and it was just the quality of them, the beauty in some of them, a lot of pain and a lot of them, but it was really, it blew me away, and I started copying and pasting certain parts that stood out to me. So there were kind of two ways things stood out to me. One was just because they were repeated so often. So, you know, the financial stuff was repeated almost every single one. But then there are also just small little quotes or vignettes or stories that really kind of blew me away. And it was very hard narrowing those down, for the article itself. But I eventually did it. And actually, there are a few quotes in the piece that I would call them kind of like what do you call it when like a character in a story is like represents multiple people, a composite character. So like there are a couple composite quotes in the piece, just because I would feel like four or five people would make a similar point very, very well, but none of their individual quotes completely encapsulated the whole idea. So I would kind of just like stick two or three of them together, into a single quote and just pretend like one person said it. All the names on the site are anonymous or changed, or in most cases, I think. I think I only use the real names if people, explicitly gave me permission. Also incorporated a lot of small things from like my parents and some older friends of mine. But this was, I guess, the real thing for me to talk about with this post. I mean, aside from how popular it became at the time, it was the most popular post on the site, by far. I think it's at this point, it's at 700 or 800,000 shares or something. But the big thing for me, it actually really affected me on a deep level. That surprised me, honestly. When I asked for advice, I figured like, hey, I'll get some good advice and a few things to think about. But there really is something to be said when you basically get 600 and something insightful, intelligent people telling you the same three or four things over and over and over again. And I honestly, like, you know, I've always been one of those people. I don't put much stock in age or in, like, numbers. You know, age is just a number, which is true. I mean, people mature and develop in different rates and in different directions at different times. And I definitely do believe that. But with that said, I don't know. There's something psychologically clicked for me in my head, something about the number 30. It like forced me to do a pretty substantial, like, mental check-in on my life and my own mortality and what I was doing with my time. And so I was already, I guess a lot of these ideas were already kind of in the back of my mind of, like, all right, I've been working at my career and my relationships and my life path for, you know, most of a decade now. Like, where am I? How far have I gotten? I also think something was kind of happening in my life around this time where, you know, I think when you're in your early 20s, you have all these ambitions and ideas of where you want your life to go, and you start working towards those things. And, you know, maybe like me, like if I was fortunate enough that I accomplished a lot of those things that I set out to do in my 20s. But I think when you're in your early 20s, like, the time horizon for your life just seems so infinitely long that you're like, oh yeah, I'll accomplish all these things in my early adulthood. And then later in my adulthood, I'll do this and this and this. And I think, at least for me, like, I just vastly underestimated how much energy it would take, and how hard it would be. And then I guess what you don't account for when you're young is that, like, once you have accomplished all these things, then you're actually very invested in it and you want to keep it and you want to keep building on it. And so, for me, I very much started to kind of transition into this mentality away from, like, okay, what do I want to, like, discover or achieve or whatever? And really much more just focusing on, you know, what am I willing to commit to? What am I going to double down on in my life? Like, I just went through my first decade of independent adulthood and I got this far. And I realized that I only have, like, 2, 3, 4 decades of this stuff left. I need to use that wisely. And that, once I started thinking that way, it kind of reoriented everything. And then just the deluge of emails telling me, you know, commit to the people who care about you. Don't waste time on people who don't care about you. Commit the things that you really care about, because that's going to pay off more in the long run. Start saving your, like, taking care of your finances. Health was a really big one. I started paying a lot more attention to my health starting around this time. And actually that's still something I'm working on. And so it was a pretty big eye opener. And, for whatever reason, yeah, 30 hit me like a ton of bricks, and I feel like a very different person after, I'm 32 as I record this. I feel like a very different person, say now than I was, you know, just a few years ago. And I definitely think this article had an impact in that. It definitely, emphasized a lot of the things going on in my life, and it really drove a lot of ideas home for me, like how important some of these things are. So, I'm incredibly grateful for this article. This might be the article on the site that, influenced me personally the most, which is really cool. A few people have suggested the idea of continuing to do this with other articles, as my life goes on. I think one guy told me, he's like, it's cool reading you over the years, because it's like I get to watch you grow up, like I'm growing up with you, and it's cool, like, to be involved in that. So I think I might do these things occasionally, like for, like, big kind of life moments. I might do one for marriage this year, like ask people for marriage advice, which would be funny. But we'll see. We'll see how inspired I am to do it. But I really like the concept, and I really like the interaction and the engagement. So hopefully we'll have some more of these.